And we actually have on the line from Medford the incoming president of Local 26, Carlos Aramayo. Carlos, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
So the Mass Lodging Association is saying that 17,847 direct hotel-related jobs are gone. How do we understand the magnitude of that impact and on your union workers?
Yeah, we fully expect that we're going to have about 95% of our workers laid off. We represent workers in hotels, in industrial food service, universities in the area, and we also represent folks at the Encore Casino and at the airport. Almost all of the industry is facing either closures or vast reductions in business due to the pandemic. From our perspective, this is a public health crisis. We understand that these closures are exactly what has to happen in order to slow the growth of the virus and to make sure that our healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed. And we're supportive of that, and we're supportive of the governor and the mayor for taking the actions that they're taking, and we're going to continue to be supportive in keeping public health really as the number one thing, because our members, they're also members of the general public. We want them to stay as healthy as possible in this crisis situation.
Carlos, there's a lot of uncertainty about how long it's going to be until businesses, hotels, restaurants can reopen. How long can your members sustain without a place to go work, without receiving a paycheck every day? And how worried are you?
So the first thing, this is a healthcare crisis. And the first thing that we did as a union is we've made some smart changes to our healthcare plan, our union healthcare plan. We've built a significant reserve, and we're freeing up that reserve to cover our folks for at least, you know, through the summer into the fall. And so we don't want people to be worried about healthcare coverage. And so as a union, we've taken those steps already. Secondly, we've actually reached out. We've made phone calls over this week. Our entire office staff is working from home. We've closed our office, but we're still working. We got on the phones on Monday. We called all 12,000 workers by today. We've told them about the healthcare extension, and then we're asking them if they need assistance applying for unemployment, and we're providing that assistance right then and there on the phone. The other thing we've been doing is we have been discussing with employers extension of payments. And so the Encore Casino has already agreed to 2 weeks paying all of its employees for the 2 weeks that it's closed at this stage. We're going to see if that gets extended further. Harvard has done, the Harvard University Dining Services has agreed to 30 days. That's also obviously significant. We'll see if that can get extended further. And we're in discussion with a number of other, universities and hotel companies to see if those payments can actually be extended to try to help people bridge this gap.
All right. That is incoming president of Local 26, Carlos Aramayo. We wish the best to your members, and I appreciate you taking a minute for Radio Boston today.
Thank you very much. Take care.